lonely on someone's private property. The silence that I craved, I was accepting. I saw men passing, swept back in caravans.
Welcome to the Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. Today I walked in here with the intention of doing a show that I had pre-planned, but I brought my friend Yitzin with me, and I realized that we should talk about his own music and stuff because, well, I just hadn't thought of it earlier. So he's here. And I sort of sprung it on him about 20 minutes ago. I said, hey, do you want to do an interview and talk on my show and play your music on my show? And he agreed. So, hi. Hey.
Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone. Nice to be here.
So first, should we just play something first?
Yeah, we could.
You want to play something first? Just go right into it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you want to play?
You should go into music.
Mm-hmm.
And then, can you play The White Above?
Here it is.
Yeah.
Anything about it?
You can just hear it first.
Okay, so let's just play this first. This is called The White Above.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here with Yitzin Tong doing an interview about his music, and that was called The White Above. It was not just me not knowing how to use the booth. Yitzin, can you tell people about yourself a little bit?
I'm a visual art student at SFU, so mostly I do visual art and I'm interested in music too. And probably I make music through a very strong visual art concept, or
yeah,
the way how I make music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You approach it in a different way. So can you tell us a little bit about this piece right here, The White Above?
This was just when I just got into feedback. I was trying to push the boundary of feedback and loudness. So how far can people recognize that music as not noise rather than noise music, or
right feedback? Yeah, that's a very big argument, like, yeah. When does it stop becoming music, right? And it's, I would argue, about intention.
Yeah,
and the listener can really make it whatever it wants. Okay, well, what else do you want to play? Let's see what else we've got here.
Let's play
Replied the Stone as a musical line.
Yeah.
So this is from 2011. This is a newer one. That last one was from last year.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's listen to this. This is Replied the Stone as a musical line. Okay, we gotta wait for it to load. Should we try it again?
Probably.
I'm at the mercy of the computer right now. I think we're good. Okay, we're gonna try this.
The glitch is there. They're in the music, so it's not technical problems.
Oh, okay.
You look worried at some points.
Okay.
Yeah, this is part of a visual art project, actually. And so the music was from a wooden board, and then the grains. And they just put a transparent stave sheet above the board, and so the intersections, how the intersections, that determines the notes and duration and dynamic. And then I put them into a software and translate it into...
So you basically played a piece of wood.
Yeah, it's just a...
Translated the grains in wood into sound.
Yeah, and the instrument is, I think it's military drums. And
yeah.
I just chose that one. It sounds really strange from all the other instruments.
It's so weird. Actually, the percussion sounded almost like Chinese opera percussion.
It sounds sort of, I mean, native too in North America.
Yeah.
I was surprised to hear this.
Oh, cool. That's so weird. So where was this, where did you show this work?
Just in studio, one of my project.
Oh, okay, at SFU.
Yeah. This is from the stone. So the wood was carved to the shape of a stone. So the sound was, you can say it's actually from the stone.
Oh.
So I was trying to let the stone talk.
Yeah.
As the original idea.
But it was wooden.
Yeah, but the wood was the same shape as the stone.
Yeah.
And it was carrying the stone too.
I see what you're saying.
As a pat. And you can see there's a leash on the website. So.
That's cool. Actually, also for your listeners, if you want to check out any of this stuff after, The website is tongyixin, it's tongyixin.com, and you can sort of maneuver around there and see what he's got on there to offer. So let's see. Let's play another from your website here. What do you want to play next here?
Should I play a longer one?
Sure.
The first one?
Yeah. Last golden leaf falling from his crown. So what is this one about?
This is a live recording from a performance at Fake Jazz last month at the Astoria.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the last Fake Jazz.
Was it the last ever Fake Jazz? Because I keep hearing about the last ever Fake Jazz and then it happens again. So, let's just, yeah, that's cool. I didn't go. Did you go to the Fake Jazz where everyone could bring one instrument and everybody jammed at the same time?
That's the last one. So after the two sets, then that's the open jam.
So you did your own set.
Yeah.
And then everyone did.
Together, that's the open jam.
Oh, my God. I missed that. I was so mad I missed that. Was it awesome?
It was really good.
Or was it, like, just really noisy and dumb?
It was really good.
It was, man. Okay, anyway, this is Last Golden Leaf falling from his crown. And we're just going to see. Oh, looks like we can play it already. Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah, it looks great. You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot in Saloon?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.
All right, everybody. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Robin, and I'm sitting here in the studio with Yixin Tong. He's laughing. Why are you laughing?
No, everything's good.
So I just... You're laughing at my pronunciation of your name. No? Okay. Yeah. Yixin also teaches me Mandarin, so he laughs every time I say his name because I don't know how to say it properly. Anyway, I just cut off his recording from the Astoria by accident because we were talking about something and I changed the webpage, but it was almost over. So we were just listening to the live recording from July 6th at the Astoria, which is one of the maybe last Fake Jazz Wednesday, who knows. Yeah, what are we going to do now? We're going to listen to something from your album?
Yeah, recording album I did in China when I came back on 2008. So they're unprocessed recordings.
Right, okay. Oh, what I really did want to get you to do, actually, was explain to listeners... who did hear that noise set from the Astoria? Explain what you're using.
First, thank you, Robin. I used a synthesizer we made at Robin's house. She hosts a workshop. So that's one line of the sound. And also, there's an important layer is the classical music. At certain points, you could hear that. And another layer was a contact mic. Through a pedal. So basically four layers.
And, right. Yeah. So, yeah, we were just discussing about how, I mean, with noise music, sometimes listening to the music is interesting, sometimes it's less interesting, but it always is helped by knowing how the music is made. Yeah. So it's more of like a do-it-yourself thing.
Yeah, probably when you play, you find it interesting, because I'm sort of getting tired of noise music.
Yeah.
And I've only been doing it for a year.
Yeah.
But when you're playing and then you get into it, it's still good.
Yeah. So it's a lot about like, oh, check out how I made this awesome sound just by like rubbing these two things together.
Yeah, you can always make new sounds by new objects you use.
Yeah. Okay, so let's play some of your raw recordings. These are done in China in 2008.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to start with here?
Let's start with the metal ripples in the courtyard.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, let's explain what we just heard. It's all you.
Oh, could you just turn it to me? Okay, the first one we heard was Metal Ripples in the Courtyard. So when I was walking in a neighborhood in Shanghai and I saw someone was trying to ban smash art metal truck or little truck to probably to recycle it.
Oh.
So that's
But it was like one of those banning cycling cart vehicles.
No, they were just a little truck and
oh.
probably the owner asked the guy to
smash it up for him.
Into metal and probably to sell the metal. And then you can hear all the alarm going on from all the motorcycles and cars
around, but no one complained.
Because people know it's what's going on. It's not people stealing cars or anything.
Right. But, no one would allow that to happen here.
I know. It's just interesting things.
And what's the next one?
The next one, it's a recording when I went to the elementary school in my hometown, Lushan. And the teachers were training the little kids, 6-year-old kids, to sing a song. And the song was made of a poem by Li Bai. So they were preparing for performance. And you can sing, you can hear they were out of tune, out of sync, really.
And this is all unprocessed. It almost was creepy.
Yeah, I want to hear them exactly the same.
Do you want to play a couple more from this, or do you want
to? Yeah, we can probably play when intentionally recreating a scene.
Okay.
That wasn't. Not originally.
This is when intentionally recreating a scene that was not originally intended.
14.8元，宝盈猪头肉每500克14.8，宝盈猪蹄儿每500克15元，玉海玉清鸡每袋19.9元，加仓猪头肉每500克15元，百万庄园双胞胎面包每袋6.8元，桃李起酥面包每个2.08元。
Okay, so welcome back. Just for those of you tuning in, we are listening to me and Yixin Tong doing an interview here. Yixin is an SFU visual arts student, moved here recently from, well, not recently, 4 years ago from Beijing, right?
Yeah.
And we're just chatting about his music here. You're listening to The Rib. And this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So, let's see. What are we going to play now? Or actually, what was that? What did you just play us? So we were listening to...
Yeah, we played Blinding and that.
These are all field recordings? that you did in China. So, but what are these? Do these have a story?
For one, it was just in a supermarket close to the university I attended when I was in Beijing. And it's just to capture the feeling in the supermarket. And
mm-hmm.
if you can understand Mandarin, then, you know, you talk about sausage and chicken and prices. And at some point, it's really moving. And you can hear, a little girl was trying to introduce some new food to the shoppers. And moving from the left to the right, and just feels really the atmosphere.
Hmm.
And,
cool.
Yeah, this album is really sentimental.
Yeah, for sure. That's cool. Okay, well, what do you want to play now? Let's see what we've got. Should I go back to a different page?
You can go back.
Okay. Oh, we're going to have to be going...
I can go to the bottom of the page.
Okay, let's just do this.
All right.
Okay. Now what?
Music. Go to music. Okay, let's play The Pines in Lushan.
Okay. So this is a longer one. This is The Pines in Lushan?
Just 3 minutes.
Just 3 minutes, okay.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
All right, you're listening to The Rib on CITR. Here is Robin. I am me, and I'm interviewing Yitzin Tong, and we just listened to The Irresponsible SFU Music Teachers. We just listened to two The Irresponsible SFU Music Teachers.
So bad.
But what was bad?
You mean the teachers?
I mean, I don't know.
They were really irresponsible. That's
Irresponsible enough to deserve a song, a piece of music written for them.
Yeah.
Was it graded?
Oh yeah, they didn't know the title, but I still sent this in as an assignment. They gave me an A. But they were really bad. So.
And we played before that.
Which was the one we played before?
I actually have forgotten. But we played...
Oh, is it Divine Saint Lucian, is it?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Okay. That's also an electroacoustic piece.
It's pure feedback, so without any input. It's just a mixer and some chords.
Very cool. Okay, well, we're going to do one more, and then I'm just going to play something I chose randomly to end the show. But... are you working on anything now, musically?
Musically, no.
Hiatus. Okay, we're going to play one more piece of music.
I'm learning piano from you, right?
Yeah, that's true. this is called Is It a Big World After Reversed?
So?
Question mark?
Yeah, so, do you know?
No.
So, It's a Big World After All, that's the last song.
Oh,
so I just
it's a small world after all.
Oh, it's a small, sorry.
That's very different.
So I just reversed it word by word.
Oh, interesting. Apparently, when we went to that ride in Disneyland, I made my parents take me through it like over and over and over again.
Okay, so we won't drive you crazy.
Yeah. All right, well, here we go. This is it a big world after reverse?
Thank you.
All right, what else is coming up on CITR today? We've got After Me, News 101, followed by Sore Throats, Redux, and Clapping Hands with Robert P. at 6, 6.30, goes until 7.30, when Exploding Head Movies is on with Gary. Gavin Walker is in with The Jazz Show at 9, and Canada Post Rock with John at midnight, and that would be Monday, August 8th on CITR here. What I'm going to do now, we've only got a few minutes left. Well, thanks, Yitin, for coming and doing the interview spontaneously. Yitin was really just going to come and, like, look at the station. But, you know, things took a turn for the better.
Probably worse.
I'm going to leave you with a track by the band Ponytail. Their new album is called Do Whatever You Want All the Time, which is... pretty much how I've been feeling in the past few days. Summer. We've got... they are from... I had a little bit of a blurb from them because I played a little bit of their stuff a couple of shows ago. They are on the label called We Are Free, and they're a four-piece out of Baltimore. Okay, so here we go. Let's try this new fancy CD player I have in the station. This is called Music Tunes. Thank you. listening to The Rib today. Stay tuned next week.